darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. When they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Approximately 2,000 years ago, Christ, he came, just as it was promised from the days of old, the Old Testament. Since that time, Christ has continually come. He has come to the saints of the past, and he has come to you this past church year as well. He has come to literally billions of people, resulting in some receiving by faith and others rejecting. Today, though, as we begin a new church year here at Zion Lutheran Church, we must ask ourselves this question: are we certain that on our first Sunday of Advent, the first Sunday of this new church year of 2016, that Christ will come to us yet again? In other words, could there be a chance that he is tired of coming, that he is tired of coming to us here at Zion Lutheran Church? For he has been coming here for the last 107 years. Will he make it 108? Could this last church year have been his last year? Does he have enough endurance and a determination to come yet again to us? Or is he worn out because of us, maybe tired because of us? No, my friends, this is impossible. The Lord never tires of coming to us. He never tires of coming to you. The reason why we know this, today's gospel reading from the Gospel of Matthew, it shows us and we hear that Jesus comes to Jerusalem on a donkey. It is nothing else than a picture of his determined coming to mankind. Therefore, we can conclude that the Lord will come to us yet again this next year. He will come to us because he has promised never to leave us and never to forsake us, that he will be with us to the very end of the age. He will come to us just like he came to Jerusalem some 2,000 years ago. He will come to us in the Word and the Sacrament. All this said, though, is it really that comforting for us to know that the Lord comes, that Jesus will come to us yet again in this new church year? In other words, Jesus is holy, and we know that we are not. Jesus is perfect, and we are not. He is righteous, and we are guilty. He is holy, and we are unclean. He is faithful, and we are unfaithful. What am I getting at? Take a moment and consider all the failures in your marriages, the failures as parents and as children, the failures of life this past church year. Consider all the failures of Zion Lutheran Church this past year, all the times of our unfaithfulness and sin. Consider our inconsistent attendance, our sometimes cheap tithes and offerings, our grumbling, our gossip. Oh, and it goes on and on. I don't say this to be mean to you, but I say this because it is the reality. Therefore, do we really want the Lord to come to us again in this new church year, especially since he is all-knowing? It seems to me, my friends, with all of our letdowns, all of our failures, all of our sin, all of our unfaithfulness, yours and mine, all of this stuff from this last church year, as individuals and as a church, that we should not, I repeat, that we should not want the Lord to come to us, but rather to stay away. Due to our sin in thought, word, and deed, we should not want Jesus to come again to us this next year. Why would we? We should not want him to bring us wrath and judgment that we deserve. Who wants wrath for Christmas? Not me. Who wants judgment for Advent? Not you. You see, if Jesus comes, he comes knowing all. There's no escape. There's no hiding. There's no faking. There's no pretending. The Lord knows all and he sees all. Therefore, if he comes for us this next year, there's no escape. And this means that we are going to have a miserable new church year. Now, as we take a step back and consider our gospel reading from this morning, we must take note that this Jesus, who he is, we must consider who will come to meet you and meet me in this new church year. In other words, as we ponder today's gospel reading, need we fear Jesus coming to us yet again in this new church year? We actually do not. Dear brothers and sisters, dear blessed friends, we should not fear. You see, our gospel reading from this morning, it tells of Jesus who is noble, who is worthy, almighty, all-knowing, and yet humble and gracious. That is to say, Jesus did not come as a holy judge in our gospel reading. He did not come armed with the dread of a virtuous verdict, but as a king, a gentle king, a king of grace, a king of mercy. Can any truth be more comforting than this one, especially on this Sunday, the very first Sunday of our new church year? Jesus, who is all-knowing, he knows all the sins that we have ever committed, even those sins that we have forgotten. He knows all the sins that we will commit in the future. He knows exactly the condition of our heart. He knows our heart better than we know ourselves. He knows our whole great sinful corruption. Yet he does not want to know this as our judge. He does not want to know these things in order to punish our sins, but rather as our meek King of grace. He wants to know our sins, for he is the one who comes to forgive them. He comes to blot them out. He comes to take our sins and hurl them in the depths of the sea, never to be seen again. Indeed, the Lord knows all, which means that he also knows all the trouble in which we are, all the worries that oppress us, all the unheard sighs that arise within us, all of the fists of anger that are shook in defiance at the injustices that we receive, all the unseen tears that we shed, all the wants of body and soul, all the scheming enemies who seek after our souls. He knows. He knows all the dangers, all the distresses, all the afflictions, all the distresses, afflictions, and dangers which we are going towards. And though he knows that all of our trouble and dangers are caused first by our sins, he does not know all of this in order to punish us as if we were enemies. He knows all this as our King. He knows this as our King of grace. He knows all this as the King of grace who wants to come to us in order to fulfill our temporal and spiritual wants, to hear our prayers and to hear our sighs, to dry our tears, to turn aside danger, to turn all evil to our good, and finally to free us from all evil by a blessed death. So dear friends, dear congregation of Zion Lutheran Church, take comfort this morning. Lift up your heads, for the Lord comes to us today and will come to us this next church year. He will come to us as we begin 2016. Do not be anxious. Christ, He comes as the great and the wise and the strong and the mighty yet humble King. But we may say to ourselves, how exactly do we know that Christ has come to us and will continue to come to us in this next church year? To put this another way, to whom does He want to come, and how does He promise to come? In our gospel reading, Jesus came into Jerusalem. He came for all those who were in that city, and today Jesus comes for His church, which is where the word and sacraments are preached and administered. And who makes up the church? The church is that vast sea of sinners. It is that vast sea of sinners. The church is males and females, children, elderly, rebels, self-righteous narcissists, Democrats, Republicans, greedy executives, churchgoers, thieves, teachers, plumbers, farmers, adulterers, IRS agents, white-collar workers, blue-collar workers, uncompassionate jerks, truth compromisers, engineers, manufacturers, North Americans, Asians, Europeans, and so on. All of these who are fully aware that Jesus Christ came for sinners such as themselves. Yes, Jesus comes for His church. No matter how wretched the church may be, He comes for the church, those who have been caught up in foul choices and failed dreams. The point being is you find Christ's church wherever there are sinners gathered around the word and sacrament. You find Christ coming where there are sinners gathered around word and sacrament. This leads us to ask this question, who is invited to the church then? My friends, everyone is invited. No matter who the person is, and no matter their history, and no matter how hopeless they may think things are, the call of the church and the call of the Lord is to be among those who hear Christ's word and receive His sacraments. That's the joyful news. The joyful news for you and for me and for our neighbor is that Jesus Christ comes to Zion Lutheran Church in this new church year because the preaching of the word and the administration of the sacraments will continue from Christ's pulpit and Christ's altar to you. This applies to you, and it applies to me, and to our neighbors near and far. Jesus comes through the word and sacraments into our ears, into our minds, and into our hearts, and into our mouths. Today begins a new church year, in which Jesus, your King, comes to you again with new grace. My dear friends, receive it. Receive new faith in new eager love. Your aging and your tired heart will then be renewed and young again, filled through and through with spiritual spring air. It is the new church year. Cast off your garments of sin, failure, and attempted self-righteousness. Christ tramples them underfoot and gives you the true garment of His righteousness. Behold, my friends, the gates of the new church here are open to you. Jesus, our King, has in this hour already come to us in His word. He is here in our midst. He has also promised to come to you this next year as well with grace and mercy and forgiveness. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richards' blog at www.pastormatthewrichards.com. pastormattrichard.org, or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.